When I was in elementary school, I actually had this biggest crush on this boy named Julio. I don't know what it was, but literally, well, I know what it was, but literally every boy that I had a crush on when I was younger ended up just bullying me. And it was such a common reoccurrence, and I'm sure that other plus-size girls can vouch or have similar experiences such as this one, but me being in the third grade, this chubby, awkward, introverted girl that was constantly always just stepped on and bullied, whether it was physically and verbally, sadly. But of course, I would have crushes on these boys that I would never interact or talk to. And if eventually there'd ever be a time where there was an interaction, it was 100% most of the time me being bullied. When it came to Julio, he actually had this twin, and the twin was named Jason. And I remember that we were eating once in the lunchroom in the cafeteria, and it was around Halloween time, and everyone at the table was going around and saying, like, oh, like, what are you going to be for Halloween? Like, everyone go around the table and, like, say what they're going to be. What are they excited about? Yada, yada, yada. Like, you being in the third grade, obviously, like, we could talk about Halloween and candy for like hours. But I remember it was my turn, and I was always a super shy, anxious girl. And when it was like my turn to speak up and say like what I was going to be for Halloween, I was quite quiet and soft-spoken, and I still am till this day. But of course, being in the third grade, like, I was like 10 times more awkward. And I remember that Julio kind of spoke up for me and was like, oh, like, she's gonna be a pumpkin, clearly. Like, don't you think that the being a pumpkin would fit you perfectly? And then I remember I was just like quiet, and then like he was laughing, and then his twin was laughing, which was right next to him. And basically all throughout my third grade, I had a crush on the guy that was like my absolute like worst nightmare of a bully. Of course, I stopped liking him when like he would say these things to me about me, talk about me with others. And it was always shocking to me how it was most of the time boys as well that were bullies. I of course had girl bullies, but being in the third grade, like, it was really, really shocking to me that kids felt comfortable enough to say those things about people or to people at their face, in their faces. I mean, in the third grade, like, I feel like my mom definitely taught me right from wrong and how bad bullying was. Maybe it's because I went through it and I would go home crying almost every day. But I remember too at the time, like, I would do absolutely nothing but attempt and try to seek validation from the same people that would bully me too. And that was the main cause of why I grew up with such low self-esteem. And just looking at it now and remembering that I would attempt to seek help, and my mom would attempt to seek help from the schools too about what I was going through on a daily basis, and nothing was being done in my community and on campus in elementary school, like, it's very heartbreaking to me just thinking about it now. Like, I get like very emotional just thinking about it now, and it just makes me think about like the little girls that are in the third grade right now that are maybe going through something like similar. And I just kind of wanted to like talk about it. Oh my God, I don't want to get emotional, but I did want to hop on here and like talk about how bad it is for children and kids, probably still to this day in elementary school. And you would think with social media maybe that it would get better, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like it is getting better. And maybe this is coming from a place of watching this YouTuber that made like two, oh my God, I can't even speak because I'm tearing up. But this YouTuber recently made like two hate videos on me regarding my weight or just the way that he views the plus size community. And I don't know, it's just very like heartbreaking to know that like fat phobia is still like very much alive, and like it's just very heartbreaking to me. Like, you would think that we would have like made a difference by now, but that's definitely not the case. And I don't know, I'm just thinking of like grown adults and men and people that should have like the right information and education to know that, like, bullying someone is not right. You know, they would know better, but if adults nowadays in 2023 don't know better, then how in the hell can we expect or feel comfortable enough to know that kids in elementary school right now know better? So I wanted to make this episode regarding fostering just a healthy, like, self-image, and it all starts with us, ourselves, adults, in order to teach young children right from wrong and kind of discuss ways that parents and educators can promote body positivity in, like, young children and just create an overall, like, more supportive environment, because that's going to be what makes a difference. As maybe cheesy or corny as it sounds, it's the truth. And I think about, you know, how many more Julio and Jasons are in elementary school treating girls the same way I was treated, and I just think that there definitely needs to be more rules, regulations, and whether it's in a contract or policies in elementary schools, hopefully they exist, or maybe laws set in place where parents could take further action if, like, schools are aware of bullying and they do nothing about it. I know to this day my mom always says that she wishes she took legal action against these schools that I used to go to, that I would reach out for help in terms of bullying and they never did anything about it, and it caused me a lot of, like, long-term trauma and battles. And my bullying personally in elementary school got so bad to the point where I had to become homeschooled in public homeschooled in middle school, so I was no longer able to go to public school, and it was just, like, a very traumatic experience. You know what I was going through in elementary school on a daily basis, I could not even get out of bed, and I could get out of bed, and I would make an excuse why I couldn't get out of bed just because of the way that I was being treated in elementary school. And then it got to the point where I would reach out for help from these professionals or educators or teachers, and because they weren't doing anything about it and I was, like, begging for help, I would annoy them, and then they ended up hating me themselves. Like, a full-on adult teacher in elementary school ended up hating me because I was begging for help and they weren't helping me or doing anything about the bullying. And then that teacher ended up bullying me herself. So it's just so not right. And I'm so grateful and lucky where I'm kind of in a position of an education. I'm in a position of being an educator here at a university, a private university. So I just hope that I could make even a small, like, difference within my community in Stockton, where it's like I could just foster a more positive community and environment, because they're so rare nowadays. And I just kind of want to start there and discuss ways and how we could just create a more inclusive space for children. I would say as well in elementary school, just physical education, PE, was also just super terrifying, because me being, like, my chubby self, I of course could not move as fast or as quick or create or do movements as, like, the smaller students could in my class. And I just feel like PE programs and they should all of course cater to, like, students and children of all shapes and sizes, or the same way we go to classes, maybe it's like yoga or like cycling or whatnot, how there's, like, options and ways that teachers that perform these different kind of, like, athletic movements, like, they just provide different ways and safe ways that you can move your body. I am so beyond curious how, like, PE classes still go to this day. I would love to ask a local, like, community or school around here in my city and just kind of, like, shadow and see how PE is nowadays, and if there's, like, a chubby student just like me in the third grade trying to keep up with the rest of the students, if they feel safe, if they feel like I remember if it was like a PE day for me in school, like, I didn't want to go, not because I was lazy or I didn't want to do PE itself, but because I could not perform the movements that were being taught to us or what we were being told to do. I literally physically cannot perform. Like, I'm more than happy to move my body and get exercise, but I don't know how to do that. And as a third grader, like, obviously I need a teacher to tell me what to do, but in a way that's inclusive, that I could actually perform and not everyone in the whole entire class like bullies me because I don't know or I can't physically do it. So I'm thinking that's maybe going to be a next goal of mine that I end up doing, is actually shadowing a PE class and seeing how exactly they perform nowadays and seeing if it's a more inclusive, safe space for students of all sizes. I think too, building confidence in elementary years is like so crucial, as it's in elementary school, it's like your childhood foundation of how you're basically going to flourish and transform into like the young teenager or your young adult that you eventually are. Like the years are just so formative, and there's so many like societal expectations and different ways that children like navigate friendships too. It's so awkward. So I feel like more than ever, it needs to be like the safest foundation for students to kind of grow in. And I just hope that nowadays in elementary schools, it's like that for students. And maybe whether that's like, maybe it's like adding a class where it teaches you morals and the importance of just creating and fostering a healthier, like, body positive space, or just teaching students how important it is that how much bullying is not right. I don't know. It's just a lot to navigate. And it, of course, brings you into middle school, which I personally don't have the most experience in because I was homeschooled. But I remember me just being inside of my house, homeschooled. If I wasn't already awkward enough in elementary school, me being homeschooled just made me like 100,000 times more awkward. And it was a very, very, very difficult time for me to navigate. And that's definitely another story for a different podcast, because I could talk about that era of my life for 2 hours, but we're not going to do that. But yeah, so I haven't had much experience or much to say about a public middle school experience because I personally haven't had one. I personally didn't have one, I should say. And I bet, though, that maybe it happens 10 times worse in middle school, because that's when everyone's hormones and like puberty and everything's just kind of going insane. So I'm sure it's also pretty hectic then as well. That leads us into high school. Being plus size in high school, there's so much peer pressure and beauty standards that we are expected to live up to. And of course, so many challenges as well. And just maintaining self-confidence, I feel like, in high school is so hard, because I feel like this is when all the comparisons happen at like a max level. Like, we're always looking at what is the girl next to me wearing, or what is the girl next to me, like, how does her makeup look, or I need that because she has it. And it's definitely like super, super trend focused too. And I don't know, it's hard, especially when you're bigger and like you're trying to discover and get a sense of like your fashion and your style as a plus size teen in high school. I remember it being like so hard for me to like navigate any sort of like fashion style or fashion sense in high school, because just of the lack of clothing I had access to. Like, if there was a plus size clothing like store or section and anywhere in my community, it was like catered towards adults, and literally nothing was trendy. And this was during the time that websites like Romwe or Cider or just Shein, like they weren't like talked about, they weren't present, or maybe they were, but they weren't something that people had easily, what people didn't have access to, because maybe whether it's money or people just weren't aware of it. Like all that I thought were my options were what was in the store, and what was in the store was literally just clothing for adults. So I think about that from time to time, and I at least have, like, happy about the fact that children are in elementary school or teens in high school know about these things now, thanks to, like, TikTok, Instagram, what's trending. They at least have access to a little bit more trendy clothing due to, like, websites, which I know that is quite not the greatest of options, but at least it's something where they could explore with their fashion a little more. Bullying and body shaming too in high school was obviously a lot. I thought finally going into public school that it was going to stop. Even going into college, I thought that bullying was going to stop because I thought, oh, people are mature now. People have grown up. But that wasn't at all the case. And I've definitely grown thicker skin because of all these experiences. But it doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't educate people that are doing it, that it's right because it's not right. And it's just very, very confusing. And that brings us, of course, into college. And I think this is when we finally understand the impact bullying and, like, fat phobia and how all these things kind of do impact our mental health, because it definitely does. So transitioning into college, I think it's the time where people are more vocal about, like, self-care, mental health, how important it is to, like, actually take care of yourself in situations where you are feeling absolutely, like, defeated, or maybe you feel like you don't have a purpose, or maybe you are experiencing some sort of bullying or abuse, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical. It's important to talk about these things. And maybe in college, everyone's mature enough or not so shy where they feel comfortable enough to actually start talking about it. I know for me, I struggled with my mental health since I was in elementary school, but it was so, like, embarrassing to talk about it in elementary school. And it wasn't until, like, maybe my senior, I wouldn't even say senior year of high school, but my early years of college, I wasn't afraid to talk about it anymore, especially because it was so important for me to make a difference in the mental health community as well online. For me, some of the tips and tricks and stuff that I've learned works for my specific type of anxiety and depression. My escape is 100% writing, journaling every single day, whether that's affirmations or self-reflection, or I'm not going to say words of affirmation, but not everyone believes in it, but manifestations. Like, I take a sentence and I will write it over and over again until the whole entire page is filled. Like, let's say I'm having a very, very high, stressful, anxiety ridden day, I will write in my journal at least 100 times, whatever fills up the page, I'll write, I will have a very peaceful and calm day with a calm mind. I will have a very peaceful day with a calm mind. I'll write that over and over again. And you would think something as silly like that wouldn't work, but it definitely does work. So overcoming these things, it's not easy. I won't even say that I 100% have got it all together, because I definitely don't. But I've learned different ways that have helped me manage them on a daily basis. And I cannot begin to express how stressful, like, things definitely do get in college, because it's like you're evolving, you're becoming an adult, you are learning about things like taxes and insurance and colleges and programs and different sort of colleges offer so many different resources on campus. I remember in my undergrad at Sacramento State, they would have, like, these events at the Well, which the Well was like our medical/gym resource, like literally anything that has to do with wellness, hence the name The Well, they had in that gym. And I kid you not, it had so many great resources. And I know maybe not all colleges or universities have them, but I know they have to legally have at least some. And all of them are super small, super niche too. Maybe you don't think there is because of the lack of marketing that goes behind the events or the resources, but really investigate and ask around, like whether you have a meeting with an advisor regarding a class schedule that you have or you're working on, or you're asking questions like, oh, what class should I take next semester? Take that meeting that you have with your advisor and ask questions that don't have anything related to your class schedule, because those are what advisors are for. The people that you see are the most successful or maybe healthy or just like super self-aware, like the people you see that are in those positions are because of resources, right? And you're not going to be aware, or just you're not going to be able to take advantage of those resources unless you don't ask. Like literally ask questions. Don't be embarrassed to ask questions. Just ask, no matter how silly you think something is. It's okay if like you're brand new at something, or it's okay if like you're 25 now and you've never had therapy in your whole entire life. Like it's okay to go to your advisor and be like, hey, like I need to know like what next two classes that I have to take next semester, and oh, are you possibly aware of any like group therapy sessions, or if that's offered here on campus anywhere, because I definitely just want to focus on my mental health going into the new year. Like it could be something as simple as that. Like you don't have to, if you're not comfortable, like you don't even have to go into like a personal like life story. It's just like a question out of curiosity. And I promise you, those advisors are well trained in order to give you that information. And they're happy to help as well. I can't ever imagine an advisor being like not happy to help you with that. And let's say maybe they don't know. Trust me when I say that. They maybe don't know, but they know the person that does know that information. And with questions, like you could go very, very, very far in life. And I just can't stress enough how important it is to take care of yourself, whether you're in your early teens, whether you're 18 or you're 25 or you're 30, like it's never too late to take care of yourself. I think that's something that I tell my mom a lot too, because I'm always like, We've been in and out of therapy, like the three, like my mom, my sisters, and we've been in and out of therapy. And then I told my mom, like, mom, like, I feel like after losing grandma, like it's something we should definitely seek some more and actually be consistent with it. And she's just like, I don't know. Like she's like, I already lived long enough. Like, what's the difference therapy's going to do now for me? And I'm like, seriously, mom, like, I love you so much, but that's like the most ignorant like take, or something that you like, that's just the most ignorant thing that someone could say. Like, therapy is there and it's there for a reason. I feel like we should all take advantage of it with the most peace and love possible. I'm like just totally just, I don't want to say mothering y'all, but because I need to take my own advice. I'm not even in therapy right now, and I know I should be, so I'm definitely going to take my... Actually, I got a phone call today, and I scheduled my, like, intake for next week, so I am taking my own advice, and I'm going to make it my goal in 2024 to actually be consistent with it, because I need to be consistent with it. College, there's definitely more inclusivity, but I will say that there are inner fat, like, phobic people that just hide it. People... There's like so many more bullies and like fat phobes in college, but people just hide it more. I want to go into my very, very, very first time filming interviews of my Would You Date a Plus Size Girl series at Sac State. Since it was my very first time, I'm still like till this day learning camera equipment, mics, how to stand, how to like point it correctly, how to make it look and sound the best in terms of like lighting, audio quality. And my very first time filming at Sac State, none of those videos, I spent like 2 hours out there like asking questions filming, and not one of those videos in those 2 hours I could have posted, because it was my first time. Whether it was the audio quality or the camera quality, it was blurry. My mic was working, but their mic wasn't working. Or there's always something wrong with the videos I was filming. But my point with what I'm saying right now is every single person that I asked, like my first time ever filming at Sac State that were guys, every single person said no. And Some of them were like, no, I wouldn't, because it's not exactly my type or my preference. But some of them were like, fuck no, I wouldn't. Like, fat people, I don't find them attractive. Like, there's a difference between having a preference and then just having, like, an inner, like, phobia or just, like, discrimination towards bigger bodies. And there were so many no's. I cannot recall one yes my very, very first time filming at Sac State. And then I look back at those videos and I'm like, holy crap, these are so good. Such good answers, such good content, because obviously the ones that say no are the most controversial and usually perform the best. But I couldn't use them because the audio was bad or the camera was bad. And I was like, dang, like, these could have been good. But I was just so shocked, because when I filmed this, it was my last year of college. I was a fourth year. And then the people I would go up to, they're like third years, fourth year, second years. And I'm just like, damn, like, people really still don't like bigger bodies, whether that's romantically or just in general. Like, there is a balance of the two, but I was still shocked at the answers that I was getting. And this was me full blown in college talking to people as an adult with adults. So I was shocked. And I think my point here is, no matter if it's year 2006 versus year 2084, people are always going to be fat phobic. And that's the sad and goddamn honest truth. And it's sad, because I feel like we're never ever going to be in a place that's 100% inclusive or body positive. Or maybe we're working towards it, but still there's going to be the other side of the spectrum, and people that just don't respect others, whether it's for the way they live or the health conditions that they have. It is just disappointing, and it sucks, and it's sad, because I feel like people that are bigger or like are on the thicker side, have thick skin, like, we're the most loving and accepting, and we don't judge others. Like, all we want is to be accepted, and we accept others for who they are, because we just want that so badly. So the way I see it is that if you're not going to befriend someone or be in a romantic relationship with someone because of their size, it really is so silly. And I feel like it's your loss, because maybe you lost one, like, good, loyal-ass friend, or you lost, like, the most greatest experience of love or romance you could possibly have with someone that's bigger. And you're allowing the size of their body to, like, get in the way of that. Like, that's just so immature and sad. And like I said, there's of course a limit, and if a bigger body's not your type, it's not your type, it's not your preference. Standing on business, I cannot believe I was so emotional at the beginning of this, and I was crying. I cannot stress enough how much I strive for just a more inclusive environment. My main priority, I feel like right now, is like elementary school, because it is just like the setting stone foundation of a child's like formative years. And I'm definitely going to do the whole shadowing a PE class, see how it is. I know that it would be obviously shadowing children, and I do not feel comfortable at all bringing a camera in. I probably would do it and then just talk about it in the pod, and then we'll see how that goes. And I'll talk about actual like changes that we could implement, because I could talk about the changes I want to make now looking back at my personal experience in like a PE class as a kid, but I highly doubt that it's anywhere near the same today. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But I actually want to go witness one before I actually talk about the transformative like changes I want to make. And I realized that with all the yapping I was doing, I didn't even intro this pod. So I just want to say my name is Espy, and I thank y'all so much for tuning into the Thick Skin Podcast, where the most value comes from the most uncomfortable conversations. If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at 11SB. And I would appreciate the support so much, as literally any like, any comment helps so much. Definitely catch y'all in the next episode. And thank you so much for listening.